I guess as for many people, Mr. Tshisekedi was overwhelmed by the response to the Congolese population to these elections held on Monday. Actually, even when we knew that the Congolese people decided to take responsibility for the destiny for the next future, but we did not suspect that it would be at such a level. What we experienced on Monday was really, you know, a kind of revolution. You will see the people transforming themselves into observers and even into witnesses. Everybody wanted to vote, and everybody tried to vote, and then was confronted to many of the flaws that we have seen on Monday. We saw many polling stations that did not have any equipment, or that didn't have enough vote bulletins. We saw some other polling stations which didn't have presidential voting bulletins, and that affected Mr. Tshisekedi's schedule, because he planned on voting in one of those polling stations, but maybe, as you heard, he was prevented by the police. So Mr. Tshisekedi really thanks actually the Congolese people for their awareness concerning the importance of these elections for their own future.
Several opposition candidates have come out to reject the election, saying it should be scrapped. What is Mr. Tshisekedi's position on that?
Mr. Tshisekedi's position, and he stated that for months, that we should go until the end of this whole process. We do believe that even though, as we said earlier, there are many flaws and many shortcomings in the organization, and these are things that we pointed out before many times, but he believes that we have to go until the end to demonstrate that the awareness of the people can overcome even all the frauds and what we have experienced, that we are seeing on the field. I understand that four presidential candidates wrote a letter asking for the annulment of these elections. But I think there is a legal way also to do it, but it's after when the process is completed.
Several international observer groups said, despite the logistical challenges, Congolese comported themselves well and voted peacefully. Do you agree with that assertion?
Yes, I totally agree. And I think this is a response also to all the people who kind of made a bad case against Mr. Tshisekedi, that he was someone who would call people for violence. But the people just wanted to cast their votes, which means to exercise their constitutional rights, and that's what they did on Monday. The thing is, of course, not all the people who wanted to vote were actually able to vote, because I think you also heard that there was a big problem concerning some polling stations that were displaced and the people didn't know where they had to go. Some polling stations were just not existing, and people were desperate, and some went back home. And there's another problem, another issue that I wanted to point out, is that according to the law, the election should be held in one day. So it was on Monday, the 28th of November. But surprisingly, the same Monday, after the legal hours of closing the poll stations, Mr. Mulunda decided to extend indefinitely the voting. So today people were still voting, but we don't know where and we don't know on which basis Mr. Mulunda did that and is making people still voting. And even worse, we are seeing cargo planes coming, flying mainly from Joburg to the Lubumbashi's airport and Kinshasa's airport with voting bulletins. Now, in all his planning and in all his declarations, Mr. Mulunda said that all the equipment will be on the DRC territory and on the field by November 26. So we are wondering, where are these bulletins coming from and why are they coming here? I mean, this we would like to denounce that attempt of fraud and of whipping the people of Congo of the rights that they exercised on Monday.
Now, Mr. Moleka, you said you congratulate Congolese for being aware of their rights and protecting their vote. At the end, will Mr. Tshisekedi accept the outcome of the result that will be presented by the Electoral Commission?
Well, Mr. Tshisekedi has always been very clear and persistent with that question. He always said that as a Democrat, he will accept the result of the elections that will be credible and transparent, which means an election will just respect people's votes. I mean, he will respect people's votes. And I think it's the responsibility of the Electoral Commission to respect the people's vote. And right now, we are seeing signs that they are not ready to respect that the people's vote, since they are still ordering and getting bulletins from South Africa. We don't know what for.